Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Pastor Mbele, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing this day?
I think I'm okay.
You think you're okay?
How about you? How's SA?
I'm definitely okay. SA is fantastic. The weather is good. And we just need some rains, just a little bit of rains, especially in the Gauteng province. Otherwise, everything else is good.
Yeah, we also need the rains in Zim.
Yeah, man. So we need to pray harder so that God can actually come this direction also.
Sure.
Now, we're talking about the experience of salvation. And without
yes.
without a savior, humanity was actually doomed. God's law had been broken. And to prevent a sinful existence from lasting forever, the penalty was death. Now, Adam and Eve have disobeyed God, and we have all inherited the consequences of sin. I think we spoke about that yesterday. So now what? Is there a hope for humanity, or are we destined to this body of death for eternity?
Indeed, there is hope, my brother. God has come up with a solution in Christ. God made Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might be made the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Through Christ, we are justified, adopted as God's sons and daughters, and delivered from the lordship of sin. And through the Spirit, we are born again and sanctified, and the law of God of love is written on our hearts.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that we don't necessarily have to die forever, but there is a plan that we should not. So what happens now when we die? Is it a temporary death?
When we die, it's a temporary death. That's why if you go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, it is referred to as a sleep.
Ah, okay. All right.
Sleep is temporary.
Now, thank you. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. Now, please do explain this sentence that was pronounced by God after the fall of man. He says, I will put enmity between you and woman, and between you, your seed, and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. This is in Genesis 3:15. What does that mean, Pastor?
Yes, the seed of the woman is Christ. If you read, it comes out very clear if you read Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, the whole of it.
The whole chapter. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, it comes out clearly that the seed of the woman is Christ.
Okay.
You know that when Christ was born, there was an attempt by the devil and his forces to destroy him. And on the cross, there was an attempt again to stop the plan of salvation, but Christ became victorious by being crucified and rising from the dead after 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
devil was defeated once and for all.
So you've explained one part, and then please continue.
Yes, this the seed of the woman is, we are talking about the devil and the evil forces. That's the bruising of Christ was bruised, or the seed of the woman was bruised on the cross. You see, when he was crucified, but like I said, he overcame death completely. He rose from the dead, and thereby defeating the devil once and for all.
You see, on the verse that say, talks about bruising, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Please unpack that, because now there's heels and heads and all of that.
Yes, actually, some versions talk about the seed of the woman crushing the head.
Okay. What is the head? Where is the head?
The head, we are now talking about completely destroying the devil and his works.
I see. And then the heel?
The heel, now that's what I was referring to. The attempts on Christ's life. When he was born, the attempts on the cross, you see, disturbing the plan of salvation.
So then that is the hill.
That is the hill.
I see.
The way I understand it.
Now, can a human being ever be sure that he or she is saved?
Definitely, in Christ we can be very, very sure, because he took our place so that we may be free. You see, by being crucified, the Bible tells us that in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, that we are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. So we can be sure that we can be saved as long as we receive Christ and turn away from evil.
So if we can be certain that we will be saved, which means that Moses, is there then a need to die daily? Because we're sure.
We die by faith.
What does that mean?
We don't die literally, but we die by faith.
Yeah, but what?
By turning away from our evil ways each and every day and not conforming to the world. We are dying by faith.
Pastor, if I am sure that I'm going to be saved today, I'm like, you know what? I'm definitely sure I'm going to be saved. Is there need for me to be dying daily?
Dying daily to sin. Yes, like I'm saying that not literally dying, but dying to sin.
Yes, I'm talking about that.
You know that there is no harmony between God and evil, or between God and darkness. God is not happy with our sinful ways. So there is no way we can be in sin and be in Christ and be well with God at the same time.
All right. So there's a verse there by Solomon says that a righteous man falls seven times. And does that count now if we can be sure that we are saved?
It is now speaking to the aspect of forgiveness. You know that we have received Christ, that we have been baptized, does not mean that we are in heaven. We are still on earth. We are still tempted each and every day.
So
we may be overcome by temptation, but by quickly turning to Christ, Christ is always ready to save us from our sins and from the consequences of our sins.
So effectively, that surety that I have that I will be saved does not mean that when I happen to fall, I should stay there just because I'm sure that I'm going to be saved.
And it doesn't mean that you now sin willfully.
Ah, yes.
Knowingly.
You don't dive because into sin.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying, so you don't dive into sin.
We agree that we die. You die to sin.
No, I'm saying you don't dive into sin. Ah, okay, all right. I disturbed you, Pastor, that you were making a point.
It is run away.
Okay, all right. So, please wrap up the conversation this afternoon before I let you go, Pastor. What is the most important thing that the listener should take home with?
The most important thing is to receive Christ as our personal savior. It is to repent, turn away from sins, get baptized, live a life worthy of repentance, live by faith, like what Habakkuk 2 verse 4 says, that the just shall live by faith in the Son of God.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor Mbele. It has been a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. Always a pleasure. We're going to be connecting with you tomorrow again at the same time and same place.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be blessed too.
Be blessed. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.